Well, Darren, all the pre-season friendlies are finished now. Are you happy with what you've worked on?
Yeah, I'm fairly happy. I mean, to finish with a win, I know it's only pre-season, it was good. It gives us a little bit more confidence going into Tuesday. Clean sheet, and the performance was good. It was solid. So, no, I was generally pleased tonight.
Yeah, it was great for Day to get a clean sheet and to show you've got that good goalkeeper in reserve as well.
Yes, I mean, I decided before the game I just wanted Bobby to have half an hour. He's had enough time on the pitch. I wanted Joe Day to get a bit longer, having the hour. He did fine. He made one particularly very good save in the second half. So, but for everyone, they got good time on the pitch. I thought what we'd worked on in training, we did very, very well tonight, and there were some very, very good performances.
Tyrone Barnett didn't feature at all tonight. Is he injured?
He's got a slight problem to his hamstring. We'll assess him again in the morning. I don't think I'm not overly worried about it.
And Craig Alcott only had 45 minutes, but he looked comfy. Is he still struggling with fitness?
No, he's fitness-wise, yeah, it's his first 45. Injury-wise, he's fine. That's a real bonus because he's a big player for us. So we'll see how he is tomorrow and Sunday. I would imagine he'll be fine. And then, obviously, he'll be ready for selection for Tuesday.
And you said there were still some areas that you were worried about. Are you still worried about those areas?
I'm not worried. I wouldn't say worried is the right word. I've more or less picked the team for Tuesday. I had one or two decisions to make. But on the back of tonight, I'm pretty certain I know what I'm doing for Tuesday. There was one or two very, very good performances that have sort of nailed their place in the team, I think.
I know it's early days, but first team coach Owen Jess, how's that going so far?
It was good. Jesse's first game we win. It's easy, isn't it? So, yeah, he's a good lad and he's a good coach. Most importantly, he's a good coach. He's got a good manner about him and he's well respected. He has a really good career as a player, but he's gone into coaching and done really, really well. He's ready for the step up to work with senior players and he'll definitely bring something different to the table.
And you've got Southend in the cup tie and I know you know the gaffer there and you said they're pretty decent, but you're still pretty confident?
Well, it'll be a tough game. They got into the playoffs last season. They've got one or two very good players for that level. I know Paul's teams are always well organised and hard working, but we're at home, and I feel if we get a performance that we're capable of, then I'm confident that we can get to the next round.
Has there been any movement on the transfer list so far?
No, none. None at all.
Are you surprised that Taylor and Boyd haven't gone yet?
It's not really for me to comment. I try and get players in and everyone's aware that they're on the list. But, you know, we've still got 3 weeks left of the transfer deadline, till the transfer deadline. So something may happen, something may not. I just carry on with my job. They just carry on and we'll wait and see what happens.
I know you said you wouldn't look to bring anyone in until you move those players, but with all these injuries, are you looking to change that now?
No, I'm not. Emile Sinclair's nearly fit. Craig Alcock's back. We've obviously got a slight injury to... Well, we have got an injury to Mendes Lang and Rowe. but I'm not looking to do anything on that in terms of bringing anyone in. I'm okay with what we've got. I'm aware that there's one or two that if I have to get them in, that they are ready if possible. I've got to be able to do that and make sure I've got targets lined up in case, for example, Boyd and Taylor could go on the last day of the deadline. You don't know, but at the moment, I'm just carrying on with the players I've got.